The Diviners at the Shawnee Theater in Bloomfield, directed by Terrence Monty, is a play worth doing and a production worth seeing. James Leonard Jr.'s work is a richly thoughtful, touching, and funny show set around the mythical small Indiana town of Zion during the Herbert Hoover years. The story begins as C.C. Showers, played by Mike Price, walks onto the stage. He's one of the Depression's wandering men, out walking the road and living by working for food and a place to sleep. This Kentucky man was born into a line of successful preachers. He's lost his calling, but not his core of sensitive, caring honesty. C.C. meets and is taken in by the Lehman family. There's the solid, garage-owning father, Ferris, Alan Shepard, the lovely daughter, Jenny May, Lauren Morris, and the charmingly winsome but frustrating idiot savant son, Buddy, Michael Detmer. As a baby, Buddy was nearly drowned in an accident that killed his mother. And since then, he has a dreadful fear of water. But he's been gifted with the ability to witch wells and divine weather. The town takes an interest in C.C. Two of the leading ladies, played by Maggie Ferguson Wagstaff and Lisa Ermel, have spiritual concerns. They're just aching to have C.C. return to the ministry and rebuild the town's church for baptizing, burying, and the rooting out of sin. A third, played by Amy Thomason, has a more commercial interest. She observes that when the church was active, her restaurant was always full on Sundays. Meanwhile, in the town of Zion, there's plenty of other activity. Leading farmer Basil Bennett, Michael Carey, focused on diatribes about the encroachment of technology. The farmer did buy a tractor. He prefers to use animals. He says he kept the tractor around because his wife liked the color. Two of his laborers, a couple of layabout young men, try to get by with as little work as possible. There's Melvin, Steve White, who boasts that he benefited from the U.S. Army because of going through basic training twice. And there's his equally daft buddy Dewey, played by Nick Foreman. Their clumsy duo courting of the local girl Darlene, Shelley Cooper, was quite a treat. C.C.'s bond with the idiot Buddy grows as the play develops, and C.C. with Jenny May works to heal Buddy's phobic fear of water. The gripping ending of The Diviners brings all the concerns of the community, its individual members, and the inner forces driving C.C. into a single, complexly powerful, and memorable epiphany. The Diviners at the Shawnee Theater plays tonight and Saturday night at 8 and Sunday at 2. You can find this review along with other reviews and an interview with actor Mike Price on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.